Today we're learning Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. I think we're holding at the last word of the page I think we're at the very top of the page on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, second line. Chasidim v'Anshei Maisa. So the Mishnah had said that the Chasidim and the Anshei Maisa, the great people, would dance and say Shiros v'Tishpachos. So the Gemara is going to tell us what exactly they would say while they were dancing. Tan Rabban Yesh V'en Omrim Ashrei Yalduseinu Shel Bisha Ziknoseinu, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we didn't, in our youth, we didn't violate Averos that we would be embarrassed by in our old age. Elu chasidim v'anshei maisa. That's specifically something that's appropriate for people who are always great people, who are always observant and always careful about Torah mitzvos, something that they would say. But v'yesh v'en omrim ashrei ziknuseinu shekipra es yalduseinu. Others would say that fortunate are we to have our old age, our later years, which serve as a kapara for all the averos we did in our younger years. Elu balei tshuva. And that's something that would be appropriate for balei tshuva to say. Elu ve'elu and everyone would say, fortunate is one who never sinned, but if you did sin, then you should do tshuva and you'll get a kapara, you'll get a mechila by when you do tshuva. So the main point number one is that the chasidim would praise their younger years, the balei tshuva would praise their older years, and everyone would recognize that it's better never to sin, but if you do sin, you have an opportunity for tshuva. Tanya, Amru Alav El Hillel HaZaken. They said about Hillel HaZaken, K'shei Yisamech B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when he would rejoice at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he would express Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feelings. Amar Kain, he would say as follows, Imani Kan HaKol Kan. So long as I want this bias to stand, and I want my Shechina to be here, then the Kavod Beis HaMikdash is going to be here, and everyone is going to be able to come. It will be a great celebration. Vim Eini Kan, Mi Kan. But if God forbid, meaning HaKadosh Baruch saying, if my Shechina were to leave this place, then nothing will be left here. Nothing else is going to matter. If meaning if the people behave, then I'm going to keep my Shechina here, and then everything will be wonderful. Hu haya Omer Kain, Hillel HaZaken used to say, Lamakom shani ohev sham ragli malicha sosi. Whatever place I want to be, that's where my legs carry me. Im tavo al beisi, another memra that Hillel used to say, sort of speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if you come to my house, Hashem says to the Jewish people, Ani avo al beischa, I will come to your house, meaning to the Batei Knesios and to the Batei Midrashos. That's what we always refer to the Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Rav Schachter often points out, both serve the same function as a meeting place between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference is that the Beis HaMikdash is a meeting place that is Hashem's house, whereas the Beis HaKnesses and Batei Midrash are a meeting place that is our house. It's kaviyach like Hashem is visiting us. And if you don't come to my house, I'm not going to come to your house. Wherever you mention my name, I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to bless you. And Hillel HaZaken one time saw a skull that was floating on top of the water, and he realized that it was that it was of a rotzeach, and that he was now killed by listim. Amarla, he said to it, Al da taft atifuch, because you killed other people, that's why others killed you. Umitifayich yitufun, and those people who killed you, don't worry, they're also going to get killed, and their skulls will one day be floating on the river. Meaning, what goes around comes around. The legs of a person are sort of the arev, the co-signers for him. They're responsible for him. The place where he wants to go, that's where they're going to bring him. So the Gemara is going to bring a maisa that shows that idea, that a person's legs bring him to where he needs to be, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be. There were these two kushai, Ethiopians that were in front of Shlomo HaMelech, and Alichoref Achia b'nei Shisha. Their names are Alichoref and Achia b'nei Shisha, so from the Shlomo Avu. They happened to have been scribes of Shlomo HaMelech. Yom Echad Chazi L'Malach HaMavis Davaka Atziv. One day Shlomo saw that the Malach HaMavis was very sad. I guess Shlomo had access to the Malach HaMavis. He was able to converse with him, and he saw that the Malach HaMavis was sad. So Amrlei, Amay Atzivat? Shlomo said to the Malach HaMavis, why are you sad? Amrlei, Dekobo Minai Hani Tarti Kushoi Diasviyacha, because I'm supposed to deliver these these two kushayim that are here. But he thought that he was sad. Shlomo thought that he was sad because he didn't want to kill them. Masrina l'seirim. Shlomo gave the two sofrim to Shadim. Shadrinu l'mechuzad luz, and he sent them to a place called Luz, where the Malach HaMavis has no control. That no one dies in the town of Luz. So that's why he sent them there, thinking that he's going to save them from the Malach HaMavis. That's a Gemara at the end of Sota. This place called Luz. Kimatul l'mechuzad luz. When they got to the gate of Luz, shechivu. These two sofrim died. L'machar chazi l'malach hamavis tava kabadach. The next day, Shlomo sees the malach hamavis is all happy. Amalei amai bedichat. He said, "Why are you so happy?" Amalei ba'asur debay minai taman shidartinu. The very place where I needed to get them from, that's where you sent them to. Meaning the only place that I had authority to be able to kill these people was at the door of Luz. Miad pasach Shlomo v'amar ragloi debarinish inun arvin bay l'asur demitbay taman mavilun yasei. That a person's legs are responsible for him, the place where he needs to be, that's where his legs are going to get him. Meaning it doesn't matter what kind of plans you have to try to avoid whatever your destiny is, you're going to end up being where you're destined to be. So main point number two, people's legs carry them where they need to go, as demonstrated by the story with Shlomo and his two scribes. Tanya. They said about Rav Shimon Gamliel, "K'sheyeh sameach simchas beis hashueva, hayinotel shmona avuko shel or, v'zorik achas v'notel achas." When he would celebrate the simchas beis hashueva, he would take eight torches and juggle them. Ve'inogo zubazu, the torches would never hit into each other. Ukshu mishtach, which is interesting because if you look in the Guinness Book of World Records, the world record for most torches juggled is seven. Seven things. So this is Mishal Ra Simchas Beis Hashueva La Ra Simcha Miyamav, that they were able to juggle eight torches. Ukshu Mishtachave, and when he would be Mishtachave, Noit Shnei Gidulav Ba'aretz, he would dig his two thumbs into the ground and he would put all his weight on them. Vishochav Noshei Kesaritzba Vizokev, and he would sort of stand himself straight up on his thumbs and be able to kiss the ground. Vein Kolbir Yuchal Lasos Ken, and no one else is able to do such a thing. Vizui Kida, that's what we call Kida in the Pesukim. That's what Chazal say. Kida is alapayim. Chazal say Maseches Brachos. It means you don't spread your whole body on the ground. It's only your face that's sort of like kissing the ground. So that's an unusual type of bowing. Levi, achve kida kameda Rebbe. Levi was demonstrating kida in front of Rebbe v'itla, and he became disabled because he must have snapped his back or something trying to do it. V'ha garmalei, says Gemara, is that what made Levi disabled? V'amar ablazer lo'olam al yetiach adam dvarim klape mala, shrei adam gadol yetiach dvarim klape mala v'itla. But didn't we learn that it was something else that caused Levi to become disabled? That we were told that the Maimer goes that a person shouldn't say chutzpahdik things, Takarosh Baruch Hu, because an Adam Gadol did just such a thing, v'itla, and because of that he became a chiger. Umanu Levi, and that's a reference to Levi. It was not because of his bowing, it was because of his being matiach dvarim klapei mala. So says Mar Hava Hagar Malay. They were both causes of his disability, meaning he was punished for saying dvarim klapei mala, and the way it actually happened in the physical world was by him trying to demonstrate kida. Levi Levi would go in front of Rebbe with eight knives, meaning he would juggle eight knives and he would never get hurt from it. Because Rebbe was a Nasi Yisrael, he was always worried about the tzaros of Klal Yisrael, and he was a cholah for many years, so they always wanted to be mechabidim. So this had nothing to do with Simchas Beis Hashoeva, they just would always try to cheer Rebbe up, because someone who had the daigos of Klal Yisrael on his head would naturally get very depressed, so they had to try to cheer him up, so they would juggle eight knives in front of him. Shmuel Kamei Shvor Malka, B'tamanya Misgid Chamra. Shmuel would do a similar thing, he would juggle in front of the king of Paras eight cups of wine, and none of the cups would break. Abaye kame de Rabba b'tmanya bay. Abaye would juggle eight eggs in front of Rabba. Ramila barba bay. Some say he would juggle only four eggs in front of Rabba. So main point number three, Levi became lame from demonstrating kida, but it was a punishment for being matiach dvarim klape mala. And then the Gemara gives examples of people who would juggle eight different things. Rav Shimon Gamliel juggled eight torches, Levi eight knives, Shmuel eight cups of wine, Abaye eight eggs. So now the Gemara is going to continue talking about the Simchas Beis Shreva. Tanya, Am Rav Shimon ben Chananya, K'shayinu smechem Simchas Beis Shreva, when we would celebrate the Simchas Beis Shreva, Lo ri'inu sheinu be'inenu, we wouldn't sleep. Ketzad, Shar Rishon HaTomit Shel Shachar, first hour of the day we were engaged in the Tamid Shel Shachar. Misham l'tefila, right? From there we'd go to tefila. Misham l'korban musaf, from there to the korban musaf. Misham l'tefila musaf, and then we would daven musaf. Misham l'beis hamedrash, and from there we would head straight to the beis hamedrash to learn Torah. Misham l'achilu shtiyah, from there we would eat and drink. Misham l'tefila mincha, we'd go to daven mincha. Misham l'tamid shel bein arba'im, we'd go to tamid shel bein arba'im. Mikan ve'elach l'simchas beis shreva, and then we go straight from there to the simchas beis shreva, which lasted all night. So we didn't really sleep all week, because the simcha just lasted all through the night. So, frankly, Gemara, Eini, is that really possible that they didn't sleep all week? If a person takes a shvuah that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, malkinus, so we give him malkus right away because we know that he's going to violate the shvuah v'yashin the altar, and we let him sleep right away because there's no chance of fulfilling such a shvuah. Elohachi kama. No, Rabbi Shimon Chanani meant was as follows: Lo ta'amnu tam shena to have a menamni akas v'da'adadi. Of course, we slept a little bit, but we didn't have the true tam of Shena because we would lean on each other's shoulders and just chap little naps leaning on each other's shoulders. So the last main point over here is that they didn't really sleep the entire week of the Simchas B'Shoeva, but they would take small naps on each other's shoulders. Let's go a little bit further, though. Says the Gemara, Chamesh Hashem Malos, there were 4 steps from the Ezras Yisrael to the, not 4 steps, 15 steps from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim, connected the 15 Shira Maluses that we have in Sefer Tehillim. So I'm like, Rav Chisda l'mid Rabban David kamasadra gad tekamei. Rav Chisda said to one of the Talmidim, that was a Talmud Chacham that was teaching Agadahs in front of him, that was saying over the Agadatas, Amrle, Mishmiela, Chani Chamesh Esrei Malus, Kenegan Miyamaram David. Do you know what David composed 15 Shira Maluses corresponding to? When David dug the shisin in the mizbeach, the tahom, the depths, rose up and wanted to and threatened to flood out the entire world. So David said the 15 shira maluses, and that put them down, that put the waters down. Then it shouldn't be called malos, it should be yordos, because the point was to be morid them, not to be mala them. So I'm like, hoil uva atkartan, hachi itmar. Once you remind me of that, you're right. I it was said a little bit differently. Bishashakar David Shisin, kafatom uval mishtfa alma. When David was digging those shisin by the mizbeach, those 2 pipes that go down to the core of the earth, the water was coming up and was going to flood the whole world. Amr David, mi ikadiyada ishari lemichto shem achaspa v'nishadi b'tahom ha'manach. Does anyone know what the halach is? Are we allowed to write the shem Hashem on a shard of a pottery and throw it in there so that it would go down, that the waters will go down? Leka de karmelei midi. No one said anything to David. So Amr David called the other lemeim Ravenu Amr yichanek begrono. Anyone who knows the answer to this question but refuses to share the answer should choke to death. Nasa Achitofel Kavachomer Biatzmos. Achitofel made a Kavachomer, and he said, Uma Laso Shalom Benishli Ishto. Amra Torah Shemisha Nichta B'Kdushi Yimachalamayim. If in order to make peace between man and his wife, meaning in a case of a sota, the Torah says you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem on, with the water in order just to keep one household intact. Laso Shalom L'Kol Olam Kula, Alachas Kama V'Kama, to make Shalom for the entire world, to keep the whole world intact, all the more so, you're allowed to do so. So Amalei Shari. So Achitofel said, the halacha is its mutter. You're allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa in order to put the waters down. Kasav Shem Achaspa v'shadi l'toma. So he wrote a Shem on the chaspa and he threw it into the depths. V'nachas toma shitzar alfi garmidi, and it went down 16 garmidim, the distance of 16 garmidim, which is 16,000 amos. Ki chazu d'nachas tuva, when he saw that the tahom went down so much, amar kamad d'midli tfei mir t'valma. It's got to come up a little bit. We need a higher water level in order that people that should nourish life. We need water to nourish life. Amar chamesh yasher malos v'aske chamesh alfi garmidi v'uk mi'balfi garmidi. So he said 15 shira malos is to elevate the water 15,000 amos, so it stays 1,000 amos beneath the surface, which is the ideal water table. That's the ideal place where the water should be. Amar Ula, Shmamina, Sumchadara al Afi Garmidi. We see that the thickness of the karka until the depth is 1,000 amos. Vachazina and the Karina port of an Afkimai, but we see that we dig way less than 1,000 amos and we hit water. Amar Mishar Shiahu, Misulma de Pras. That comes from not from the tahom, but from the pipes that are underneath the karka that comes from the Paras River. But that's not from the actual depth of the actual real water table that we hit. So I guess main point number one on Nun Gimel and Beis is that we have the story with David digging the Shisin and the water threatening to flood out the world. Achitofel saving the day with a Kal V'chomer, and ultimately having to raise the water back with 15 Shira Maluses. Ultimately having to raise the water back up to a reasonable level with 15 Shira Maluses. So we'll stop there at the two dots, and Bez Hashem will pick up on the first wide line next time.